Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Kyle joins us today for Am I Wrong. What's up, Kyle? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're good,
hey,
man.
Kyle.
We're good. Are you having some kind of issue with somebody?
Yeah, I got an issue with my girlfriend.
Oh, that was going to be my guess.
That's usually what it is, right?
Yeah, usually. It's either wife, girlfriend, or husband. Those are the top three. What's your girlfriend's name, first of all, Kyle?
Her name is Joanne.
All right. What's her drama, Mama?
Well, she thinks that us celebrating Cinco de Mayo is racist for some reason. I mean, it's going to be a blowout party. It's going to be amazing. We got everything. We got tequila. We got mezcal. We got the hats. We got the big old mustaches, which is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So. Yeah, it's going to be great. We got tortilla chips, tacos, burritos, you know, you name them. We got guacamole, and it's going to be great.
You got what?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. That's that thing you play at the fair, right? All right, that's cool. So why does she think it's racist? It sounds awesome to me, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it sounds like a bang-up party.
Yeah.
For some reason, she thinks that us being a bunch of white people celebrating a Mexican holiday is racist. But we're celebrating their independence with them. You know, I work with a few Mexicans. So why? This is, you know.
Me too.
Most of it, yeah, well, there you go.
All right.
Well, I don't think it's racist. I think it's a celebration.
All right, let's call. Is Joanne Mexican, by the way?
Nah.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, let's call her. She's just very sensitive.
Yeah.
Let's call her and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
Joanne.
This is Joanne.
Buenos dias!
Oh my God.
Oh, Joanne, hi, it's Mark Kay. That's me.
I forgot my own name.
I did. And Megan. What? We're from 95.1 WAPE. ¿Cómo estás?
Oh my goodness. Why are y'all calling me?
We have Kyle on the phone too, your boyfriend.
What? Kyle?
He told us that you think that Cinco de Mayo celebrating it is racist.
Yeah, and you don't want to drink mezcal and put on a big mustache.
Yeah, it is racist. Oh, my God. Yeah. He called y'all for this.
It's racist.
Yeah, why do you feel that celebrating Cinco de Mayo is racist, Joanne?
Because they just put on a bunch of stupid hats. They do shots of tequila. They do beer bongs. And then they're cheering, and they don't even know what they're cheering for.
And probably because they're doing shots and beer bongs.
Yeah, for sure.
but they're basically
using these people's heritage as a reason to get drunk. And that's not only stupid, it's racist.
Let me ask you this. Is St. Patrick's Day also racist?
Well, no, that's not racist. Irish, it's not a race. It's a country.
Well, Mexico's a country.
Well, yeah, but they're not.
Don't talk bad about St. Patrick's Day.
Megan's getting
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. They just you should see these guys and the way they do their party, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, what are they even celebrating? I don't even know. They're just cheering.
Cinco de Mayo, I would think.
But what even is that? They don't even know what it is.
Kyle, do you know what Cinco de Mayo is?
He doesn't know.
Independence celebration. It's them, you know, winning something and getting brats. And
it's just a reason for a bunch of white guys to get drunk on a Friday during the day.
And no. Joanne, are you Mexican at all, or you're not? You're just sensitive to the.
I mean, I'm not fully Mexican. One of my great granddaddies, he's like quarter Mexican.
When your great grandfather is a quarter Mexican.
I do have some Mexican in me.
Okay, all right. Hang on 1 second. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, my name is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, what do you want to say?
Hey, I just want to comment on the issue here. I don't think it's racist. I'm Mexican, by the way, just so you know.
Okay. Gracias.
I don't think it's racist. Is it politically correct? maybe not, but not racist. Racism has to do with some kind of hate towards a specific people, you know? And I don't think it's racist. Politically correct, that's a different story.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so as a Mexican, are you going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo today?
Nah, I'm American first.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
I'm definitely American first.
All right, but even you, because I'm American too, but I can still have a margarita and some chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Enjoy yourself.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much. I mean, I bought a case of Corona.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Hey, good. What do you think, Jeff? You think it's racist to celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
No, it's not racist at all, because a true racist will not even acknowledge another racist celebration or anything, let alone dress like them or pretend to be them or eat their food or any type of celebration like that. They try to ignore them and shun them. I think she's a little bit off, her calendar or something, because she's not thinking right.
I see your point, though. You're right. If he really hated... and the Mexican people, he wouldn't.
Maybe it's
celebrate
more of like a culture appropriation or something, right?
Isn't did you Google that?
No, I just said that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
really?
Saying maybe that's what she was meaning more than racist.
Christy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Christy. What do you think about Americans celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
I think it is racist.
You do? Why do you think it's racist?
Because it's not Mexican Independence Day. They don't even know why they're celebrating it. At least this couple doesn't.
What is it? It's
when the Mexicans were outnumbered by France and still won. So that was a very big thing for them.
So they had a big celebration.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they won a war, but it's not even like as big in Mexico as we make it here, I feel
right.
like.
Well, right, but they don't have Chili's in Mexico.
Or Chevy's,
or any of those. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Tyler from the Beaches. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. What did you want to say?
I just had a quick question. Do Mexicans celebrate 4th of July?
I don't know. Probably
good
not.
Question.
What does that have to
are
do with...
Are you asking, or is this like a rhetorical?
Are you saying, yeah, like if they don't celebrate 4th of July, we shouldn't celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. What a bunch of buzzkills.
They can celebrate 4th of July if they want, right?
Like if they want to celebrate 4th of July, I'm not going to stand in their way.
Right.
They can have hot dogs and Budweiser and apple pie and all that stuff.
Hot dogs.
I mean, I don't care. What? Hot dogs. What do you eat
on the 4th? It's a hot dog, damn it.
That's what I said. Hot dog. Whatevs. 340-9595. Allie, good morning. What do you think?
Well, the thing that got me the most is what she said about St. Patrick's Day. And I feel like if she thinks that that's basically not the same thing, I feel like she doesn't really have much room to talk about any of it because, that's kind of stupid.
Also, St. Patrick's Day is a Catholic celebration.
Right.
About St. Patrick. It's not Ireland Day or anything.
Right.
It is. I mean, he was an Irish saint. But it's a Catholic feast.
Yes.
Isn't Irish, isn't that a race?
No, it's Catholic, which
what?
Is a religion.
No.
here's what I'm sensing. I am sensing that nobody knows anything about history.
Irish is not a race.
Irish is a race.
No, it's not.
Isn't? Yes, it is.
Irish is not a race.
All right, I guess it's not a race. It's a nationality.
Yeah, exactly.
So Mexican's a nationality.
Right.
Not a race. Latino would be the race.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Got it.
Learning so many things today.
<know. laughs> Daytona 500. That's a race. Stephanie from Orange Park, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Do you think it's racist to celebrate or not?
No, it's definitely not racist, but having the sombreros and mustaches are a little bit much. But like another caller said, Cinco de Mayo isn't a celebration of Mexican independence. That's not until September 16th. But
oh, yeah. Cinco de... what is it? Dieciséis de Septiembre. That's a lesser-known holiday.
Okay.
Not as much guacamole consumed on that day. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Grant from the South Side.
Yes. How are you?
Hey, Grant, what's your opinion?
I mean, racist, like I said, I agree with one of the earlier callers. Racist is when you, hate on a certain race or gender or whatever it may be. But, why are we even hating? It's the reason to get together with friends and have tacos and tequila. We shouldn't be arguing about this.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think it's that big of a deal either. I thought it was just like a fun thing. I guess I get like the sombreros and the mustaches. That's like maybe a step overboard, but it's still fun.
I mean, I go to the beaches and you won't see sombreros. You'll see people with good tacos and frozen rosé if you're at Burrito Gallery. So.
Oh, frozen rosé.
Rosé.
Yeah, I love
shout
it.
Shout out to Burrito Gallery at the beach for having the best frosé on tap.
I didn't even know they had that there.
I didn't even know that was a thing, but now I'm going to want
some. That's fantastic.
Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. By the way, rosé is French, so you can't really have rosé.
I know. That's like not like a frozen margarita. Yeah.
Why are you drinking rosé? Il Cinco de Mayo. It's French.
America is so confusing.
We really are. You know what? If there's alcohol in it, we'll drink it.
That's my motto.
Well, look, Joanne, a lot of people are, let's just say, not really with you on this. They think you're muy loco, senorita.
Well, there's a lot of racists, you know.
But I mean, look, I mean, we're about to make margaritas here.
My point is, I don't want any part of that because,
right?
Like, it's just, I'm not a racist. I don't like to associate with racists.
Right.
And I think the whole thing is just offensive.
Okay.
You can drink margaritas all year round. Doesn't necessarily.
Exactly. I mean, I don't have anything against the margarita.
Me neither. In fact, I'm going to put my lips against a margarita here in about 5 minutes. All right, hang on, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.